The children's charity Barnardos NI has said they are throwing their support behind the campaign for civil marriage equality in Northern Ireland. They say the following: "We are committed to providing equality of opportunity and believe marriage equality is an extension of that." I've been speaking to Danielle Mackel, who is Barnardo NI's equality and diversity manager, and I asked her how this decision was made.
Well, Barnardo's has always supported our LGBT children, young people, staff and volunteers. But given that it is the theme of Belfast Pride this year is coming out for change, we thought that we could lend our voice to the Equal Marriage campaign and the Love Equality campaign.
It's a very political campaign to be getting involved in, Danielle.
Well, it's not so much that we're getting involved in anything political. It's more that we're standing up for the rights of the children, young people and families that we support, as well as our staff and volunteers. We feel that marriage equality should be extended to everybody.
And for those people who have supported Barnardo's all of their lives, but they believe in their view of the sanctity of marriage being between a man and a woman, do you not think that you're distancing yourselves now from those people?
Well, I mean, everybody is entitled to their own opinion and we respect all. However, our organisation is based on the values of respect, diversity and inclusion. And as such, we want to be able to lend our support and extend our level of support to marriage equality in Northern Ireland.
And you said it's not political, but clearly it is political, because whether gay marriage should be available to people in Northern Ireland is one of the most controversial political debates there is.
Well, I suppose we're following, you know, society, and society's over 70% of the population support same-sex marriage, and we are happy to meet with politicians to discuss that. But for us, it's about civil marriage equality. It's about ensuring rights for everybody. This is a children's rights issue. We don't want any child in Northern Ireland to feel that they don't have the same rights as another child.
What about a Christian child who feels gay marriage is against God's word?
And I suppose, again, everybody's entitled to their own opinion, but from a Barnardo's ethos and a Barnardo's Christian ethos, we respect everybody, and our values are based on respect, diversity and inclusion. And as an organisation, we will respect and include and be inclusive of every child that comes to our door.
Do you think a child who sees Northern Ireland as a place where they cannot have equal marriage, do you think that child, that is damaging to that child?
I certainly believe, I mean, if a child is listening to some of the debates that we hear on the radio about them not being equal and about their parents not being able to have a, you know, to be married, or if they think they have to grow up and not be able to marry the person that they love, of course that's damaging. Of course that must really eat away at their sense of self and sense of identity. No child, no young person, no person in Northern Ireland deserves to feel that they cannot do something, that they don't have the right to do something in line with somebody else.
Barnardo's public position now is at odds with the biggest political party in Northern Ireland, the DUP.
It is.
Do you worry that DUP supporters, given the might of their vote, the significance of the DUP vote, do you worry that you might lose support for your charity?
I really hope we won't lose any support, and we hope that those who do support us now will understand where we are coming from and know that our primary concern is always that children are safe, secure and nurtured. You know, if there are those who withdraw their support, we will be extremely disappointed, but we can't let that stop us from doing what we believe to be the right thing.
And how did this decision to make this public announcement come about? Were there debates within the charity?
No.
Was it unanimous, or who has decided?
It was unanimous, and we've all, as a charity, we've always supported the LGBT community in Northern Ireland. We've always had a presence of Pride. We've always had our staff and volunteer LGBT forum. We've done everything we can to support the LGBT community. And I suppose, given that the equal marriage debate and the equal marriage campaign has risen, you know, hugely over the last number of months, we thought, well, what can we do as a charity to help support this campaign? What can we do to support the children and young people that we work with? How can we support our staff and volunteers? What would we be able to do to bring that further forward? And I suppose the theme of Pride this year is coming out for change, and we want to stand up and say, well, look, we're coming out for change. We want marriage equality in Northern Ireland. We will do everything we can as an organisation to support that.
And you've had no people resign from Bernardo's board. You've had no dissent whatsoever within your charity.
No, and again, I'll go back to what our values are, which, you know, our values are based on respect, diversity and inclusion. And every person who works for this charity signs up to that, and everybody is supportive of what we're doing.
Okay. Thank you very much indeed, Danielle.
Thanks very much, Stephen. All the best.